glasses there, Tim. Left them at home. Well, I thought the game got played pretty much how we expected, at least in the beginning. I thought the first period, both teams played pretty much what we expected from the Bruins. They played the same way pretty much through the whole game. I thought that it was a chess match the way that the first went. I thought we came out and played pretty well. We were both coaches were matching or playing the line game and just playing a patient game. In the second, obviously it didn't open the way we would have liked. I think they continued to play the same way. We started to try to do too much and got wrapped in some negative emotions in the game and created our own problems, our own issues. Whether you're looking at turnovers or whatever, there was a lot of different things going on in the second period that we didn't really like a lot of. And then in the third, I thought we got back on track and just tried to focus on the task, and I thought that we were, take the goals aside, I thought we were playing better as a group, and we got back to just focusing, and we got a break where we got a goal on a power play and much needed goal for us, and it ignited the fans. I thought the fans were great and really came to life. And obviously when you're at home, you're always fearful that you're gonna have another shutout and frustrate everybody, so that always comes into your persona during the game as a player. So we were happy with that. I thought that after that, we got a little bit of a break, but this is what happens when you get pucks to the net. Good things happen, and one snuck through, and Evander Kane found its way, and then we scored an empty net goal, and it was a good win for us. It was, I don't know who else played, or did anybody win? Or
what's it say about your team that they're able to beat the Boston Bruins on a night where so many outside factors are in effect? Carolina loses tons on the line, and you knock off one of the best teams in the league. What's it say about your club?
Well, I think it says a lot about our team. We know how these guys play. It's just the way the first period played was exactly what we figured. And, some people may think it wasn't that great a period. For me, I thought it was exactly what would take place. You would have to see what was going to happen. And, that's not an easy team to beat. And, I think it speaks volumes about our team. What it does for me and what they do, what they force you to do is they force you to keep your head level in the game. And we didn't do that in the second. And we were really having a tough time dealing with some things of our own in the second. But they force you. This is what they do. They play the same way. And if you're down a goal, now you're chasing the game. Now you think you got to do more. And now more creates more problems. And then you just self-destruct sort of. So we had to get some stuff back, but I thought that that's what we did the best, is that we regrouped, we refocused, and then we got things going again, and we got a goal that helped us and helped the fans. So, it speaks volumes, but there's no easy games, Gary. The Bruins are the Bruins, and they are great, and we have a lot of respect for them. They've won championships, but, there are no easy games. Just because we beat Boston doesn't mean that we're going to walk into play Washington back-to-back, and that'll be a lesser game. That'll be just as difficult as this one. Finding ways to win is such a fine line in the National Hockey League, between winning and losing. It's scary.
You wouldn't look at a big picture and put yourself 3 weeks down the road, look back, and think to yourself, that Bruin game, maybe that was the one that really turned for us.
I wouldn't do that, no. No, sorry, I ruined your article there. I got to change, and you got another hour writing and whatever you do, or typing, or the typewriter, I don't know what you do. But anyway, no, I wouldn't look at this game and say this is the game that put us over the top.
How pivotal was this? Is there a thing about the fashion you win games? You always say about finding ways to win. But this was a game that, regardless who you're playing, you're down, it's late in the third, you find another way. That can build just as much confidence as this game.
Well, that's what I liked about the third period. Like we were going in the wrong direction after watching the second and playing that way, and we weren't whether we would have were going to win the game or not, you had to take the right steps in order to give yourself a chance. So from that standpoint, I like the will of the room and the leadership group in trying to get us to play in the right areas and not deal with the negative emotions of frustration and things that were evident in the second. So from that standpoint, I think the guys did a really good job of look it, we're not far off here. It's a 1-0 game. And we stuck to it and things worked out okay. But that's how you will your game on the game. But you got to do it collectively. And God knows that you do against Boston because they're going to force you to do it. There's another team out there. They'll check you and they will lend their will to frustration if you let them. And that's what you have to. Sometimes that's the game inside the game, but that's what happens in the playoffs. Is exactly what the lessons you need to learn in the playoffs. That this happens all the time. You got to stay on task, and they know how to stay on task. They've gone down that road and they've gone through four rounds of major games. That's what you do when you win in the end.
Seems the team is a different conference last year. One of your better players struggled. Sort of team struggled. This year, like Anstrom, how bad game was.
Well, it's just a sign for me. It's a sign of maturity where players are trusting more in each other and knowing that we're reliant on each other and the group, not always on one or two. And sometimes that's a false emotion an illusion that you maybe believe in. You're only as good as the group, for me. And when you can hammer that home with your team, then you have a chance to have some success in the end.
Take a minute to talk about your goalie. He's really been backstopped.
He's been good. Yeah, he's been really good. I mean, he's one of the big reasons. We knew that going into the season that a team with goaltending is going to give themselves an opportunity, and he's really given us a chance. Like, I mean, you look at their power play, just snuff them out and makes the saves when he has to, and he plays big right now. Stuff gets bounced on the way to the net and he makes saves. He's doing some real good things. And to me, that's just maturing as a goalie, which is why we want him to be part of our future. Is he going to need one? It's going to have to come soon. I'm not sure if this is going to be the week, but we're going to have to be soon because we're busy. And so we'd like to be able to get the opportunity to do something there. We're hoping something happens. I don't say anything to them. You don't sleep at night, We've all done that, I mean, does somebody need to remind you? Or, somebody have to say to you, geez, what were you thinking? Or, we've all made those plays. Those plays are nightmares, and they're hard to shake. I'm not mentioning it. So if you guys wouldn't mind not writing about it.
Last one. What about the play of 26 out there? It seems to be he's been hot for the last while.
Well, he's been going pretty good, but that line's, they've done their part. That line has been pretty solid through the year for us. Wheeler's played well, but that line lugs heavy minutes, and they play against the top lines. They've done a good job, all three of them. And it's difficult. Like there are nights. What's good with our group is we've kind of been balancing out the scoring a bit, so that's helped a little bit. But so we don't rely so much on them. But they keep doing the right things. There's not many times that line has an off night. Somebody helps on those three guys. Somebody's usually doing something to help the line. So it's a big task, and they do a wonderful job. Like I mean, you really got to look at the maturity of that line from last year to this year and think, That's a good line in a good league where there's some good players. Okay, guys, thanks. Have a good night.
Okay, guys, a little bit of a change of schedule tomorrow. It's an optional practice pushed to noon.